last Sunday, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This morning, I have to remind ourselves of certain truths. What is a believer's meeting? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. He said, "How's eating them, brethren, when you come together?" Notice the emphasis, when you come together. That is the distinct difference between every other kind of meeting and a believer's meeting. In a believer's meeting, the emphasis is in our coming together. There is a commonality of spirit. As a spirit we share, the same spirit of Christ within you is within me in a believer's meeting. That same spirit is meant to find expression in our gathering. Hallelujah. So, you know, over the years in teaching along this line, people have asked the question, are you never afraid? Aren't you afraid that if nothing happens? I said, I am never afraid because something has happened. Jesus rose from the dead. And he gave us his spirit. The only way things won't happen is when believers don't have enough information to act upon the word of God. The instructions that we have in the epistles are instructions to act on a reality that we have. So there's a reality we have. Now, Paul is writing the church at Corinth, and it was a peculiar church, because the same church in chapter 3, he had rebuked them from in carnal. That means that a lot of them, they didn't live up to the status of what it means to be a believer. And yet, those people had a profuse abundance of the things of the Spirit, especially in their meetings. So, the instructions that we have by the Spirit of God written to them were not given to them as a first line of information. They were given to them to correct certain excesses. You know, that was in the church at Corinth, you had people yielding to the things of the Spirit freely. So the instructions that were given from chapter 12 all the way to chapter 14 were instructions to steer them along the right direction. So Paul says that when you come together, that's the emphasis, every one of you, because every one of them, he had already spoken about the fact that they were baptized by one Spirit into one body. They have all drunk of the same Spirit. So when it says every one of you, it doesn't allow room for individual objections. Everyone simply means every one of you who have been drunk in that same spirit, who have been baptized into that same body, will have the same experiences. And we said last week that you cannot say somebody's experience is more unique than yours, in the sense that on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were all together one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and he filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them 120 people. If we remove the 12 apostles, that would be 108 people. So in line with the apostles, the 108 other disciples, they had the same experience the apostles had. To show you that being filled with the Spirit is not a separate experience for a super apostle or a super prophet. It's something that is common to every single believer. That's why the first experience, they all added together. They were with one accord. And the Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Glory to God. So, if they were with one accord in that union, in that agreement, the Spirit of God was allowed expression, everybody agreed on the same thing. That's why Paul is now saying that when you come together, you know, again, when I'm studying, I look at the language of Scripture. The language should, so to speak, reveal some things to you. He says, when you come together, there is no doubt in the mind of the writer about what happens. The instructions that are being given is how to express what people have. You already have, you're not going to have. So you have a tongue, you have an interpretation. You have a psalm. The only thing it doesn't mention there is prophecy, because if you are giving psalms, you're already operating by the Spirit of prophecy. Everything says that you have a tongue. Somebody has a psalm. Somebody has an interpretation. Somebody has a doctrine. That's a teaching. It says, but let all things that you have, when you put it together, let the intent be for edification. Glory to God. So the question is on whether we have, once we come together, like I said last Sunday, even if you didn't know you had before, by the revelation of the Scriptures, by our coming together, whatever you have will rise to the surface. So there's something about our coming together. So to speak, look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 from verse 17. Instructions that we have in Scriptures. There is a supernatural reality that belongs to every one of us. We lose God's word to step over. When I say step over now, to act on that reality and begin to experience and to express it. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul's prayer for the church, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. See, the inheritance of God, which is Christ, is in me today. As I sit down here this morning, that inheritance abounds in me richly. It flows to me copiously. I give expression to that supernatural inheritance. Do you know the prayer is for you to be intimately acquainted with that inheritance? Intimately acquainted. You have handled physical realities. Now he's talking about spiritual realities. And he calls this inheritance Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. So Paul is praying by the Spirit of God that you will become aware, conscious, intimately familiar with that inheritance. So it's an inheritance. It's already given. So on God's side, it has been handed over. On the same side, the revelation of the scriptures is meant to steer the saints in how to express that inheritance. The implication is this: if it is not expressed, it should not be because God doesn't want it expressed. It's because the receiving hand does nothing about the inheritance. Can you see that? So the receiving hand is what we focus on, both in the place of prayer and in our confession. We focus on the receiving hand. You are recipients of that eternal life. You are a custodian of eternal verities. Glory to God. So what you have custody of, how do you use it? That's the instruction he's writing to them. So we came this morning, look at how we're led in prayer, that the communication of your faith, part of that faith in expression, is that rich inheritance you're going to give expression to this morning. He says the communication of your faith, the word faith there doesn't just mean what you believe. What you believe, which you have already received, when you want to express it, the effectiveness in expression comes by your comprehension. So you comprehend more, you express more. Glory to God. You know, I think Dr. Ken Hagin was the one who said that one of the greatest challenges he has ever faced in the life of believers when it comes to the things of the Spirit are those who are always waiting for God to do something and are constantly ignoring what he has done. Some of them even believe that the Bible says we should tarry before the things of the Spirit. So that's not the only problem. The problem is that you are not in Jerusalem. You should be in Jerusalem also, if you're going to tarry. If you're not in Jerusalem, then stop tarrying. To tarry wasn't given to everybody. It was given to about 400 people. About 500 people. Out of the 500, about 120 listened to the tarrying. How many days did they tarry? It wasn't for long. It wasn't for long. Remember that if you read the book of Luke and book of Acts together, you have a full picture. And Luke is the writer of the book of Luke. He's also the writer of the book of Acts. Hallelujah. So, you remember that if you read the account of Matthew, you see that after the Passover meal, that Jesus explained to them for the very first time what the meal means. Is this meal you're eating, which you have been eating from the time you were born, it actually represents my body and my blood. So, he removed them, their focus from the symbols to the reality. I am the reality of this meal. That was the first time ever. He had taken that meal with them several years before, but that was the first time he was telling them what the meal meant. So let's assume this took place on a Thursday. Let's just assume. It took place on a Thursday. Then by Friday, he was already captured and crucified. Then by Monday, he rose. Dearness, are you following this morning? Then by Monday, he rose. Then for 40 days after that, how many days have I counted so far? I want you to be full. How many days have I counted so far? From Thursday now, Monday, it was after resurrection, from resurrection day, 40 days. So how many days is that? Okay. So on the 50th day in that series was what they call Pentecost. So how many days did they tarry? Did they tarry for long? Can you see that? So when is people tarrying for 13 years and 25 years? I have been shaped since 1972. Yet the Spirit has not come. No, you have not come. It's not the Spirit hasn't come. Now, when you're already in the Spirit, speaking and flowing with the Spirit, and you have not expressed, you are in the same boat. Because you're speaking in the Spirit, by the Spirit, and the tongues you're speaking is proof that you are in the Spirit, and the tongues you call your attention to other things from where that thing is coming from, and yet you don't act on it, you are in the same boat. That means the inheritance is there, but you're not enjoying it. Hence the prayer that we have here. It says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the inheritance of the glory, the glory of his inheritance, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness, say exceeding greatness, of his power. Towards who? Towards who? Towards who? Personalize it. Towards who? So where is God's power right now? Where is God's power right now? Are you saying that to please me, or you are convinced? So when we say it's time to express power, why do you wait for power to come? Think about it. Where is power now? Where is the location of power now? Who has been enriched now? Who has inheritance in Christ now? Who is in the spirit now? Who can express spirit now? So do you need to wait after you already have, or you need to act? So if you don't act, we will see anything. We won't see anything. So the ball is in whose court? Who does the acting, God or you? Actually, it's both of you. Because when we see the activity of God, who is actually acting? You. When you are acting, whose activity are we seeing? God. So they were all filled with the Holy Ghost on your Pentecost, and they began. They began. What did the Spirit do? Give them utterance. But they began. Why did they begin? They were taught to do so. In other words, God said to them, Jesus taught them for this, you are now in the driver's seat. By the Spirit, in that resurrection, you have been made masters. You have mastery. In the Spirit, you have expression. You have liberty. So in the realm of God right now, there is a release that you have. That means anytime you want to, you can start it, you can switch it off. Glory to God. Laugh a little bit. Stop. How many of you thought before you laughed? You first thought, will I be able to laugh? Will the laugh come? What if it doesn't come? Father, let it come. Were you there before? Have you done that before? Why did you laugh spontaneously? You knew to laugh was on Ila Shukubaria. The world has philosophies that it offers to men, and even to the saints, those who have been glorified in Christ Jesus. Yea, deception is given to those who are custodians of truth when they refuse to act on the truth. So stand up in this hour, for the darkness that is spreading like a curtain over many lives will not reach you if you allow the standard of the Spirit, even in expression in inheritance, to find full expression through you in this day. So stand your ground, even in that which you have believed, for you don't need more. You need less of what is coming from outside, so that more of what is coming from within will dominate you on every side. Hallelujah. So you see, he can so prodia le Christo zusho prasti le kiati gedinia. And if you dance a little, the debt will be paid. It will be paid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your seat. Now, listen carefully. Remember, you are in the Spirit. The inheritance of Christ is in you right now. So, the person that gives expression to it is you. It's not God. Yet, when you are acting, who are we seeing? We are seeing God. So, what it means to be in Christ and for Christ to be in you is that when you are acting, we are seeing God's activity. In so to speak, until you act, God's activity remains hidden, because it is now Christ not outside of you, but Christ in you. Glory to God. Again, let me say it. Thank God for spontaneous eruptions. But sometimes, the minute you get too used to that kind of activity, you are always passive, always waiting for God to do something. God, when will you do something? And God keeps reminding you, what about the things I have done? He has done all things well. He has done all things well. He has done all things well. In the resurrection of Jesus, he has done all things well. You know, every time I get to Matthew 28:18, and Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. If they didn't understand what he meant, they would have asked him. He said, all authority has been given unto you. Who is you? It doesn't make sense. All authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. I think it should have been, ye go. You have all authority. But when that all authority has been given to me, he had already told them, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, in media also. So when he was speaking to them, they were where he was. He was where they were. Hallelujah. Listen. The only reason why Jesus ascended in Matthew 28 was to help their faith, so that they would stop relating with him from the realm of the physical. He was already living in them. They were already saved. That's why I said, go ye therefore. But as long as they saw him, there will be, so to speak, doubt in their minds. When I say in their minds, they will still try to relate with him the way they related when he was physically with them on the earth. So he needed them to start operating in the spirit. He says, no, I'm with you, not by physically seeing me, but by the revelation of scriptures. That's why he left. That's why they were eyewitnesses of. See, Jesus didn't need to, you know, ascend gradually and they are looking. Hey, he's going, oh, he's going, oh. It was deliberate. That's why he made sure they were witnesses. 500 people in one record. So that they were able to say, we saw him ascend. When he was talking to them before he ascended, he was already seated. Hallelujah. I told you, I've taught you in this local assembly, to be seated doesn't mean there's a cushion chair. To be seated means to be in authority. That's a reference to his resurrection. When he was speaking to them, Bible says in Acts chapter 1, he was giving them instructions by the Spirit. Were they seeing physically? Yes. But how was it with them? By the Spirit. And the Spirit that was communicating with them was inside of them. But they still saw Jesus. Do you know when you see Jesus in a vision and he's talking to you? Do you know he's talking to you by the Spirit? That same spirit that is within you, that's how he's talking to you. So the vision you are actually having is in your spirit. And you're having a relationship with Jesus. Because you have been called to the fellowship of his son. Whatever belongs to the son belongs to you today. That's why you ought to know. No good thing. No good thing. No good thing. No good thing can be withheld from you. It's too late. You're already in the good thing. You're already in the good thing. You're already one with the good things. Every good thing is where you are. Good things are not coming your way. When we pray or we say that in prophecy, we are releasing a reality. Good things are not coming. They are where you are. When a rich man passes on, he leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So we measure his inheritance in human terms. So there's physical wealth and houses. But when God gave you wealth in Christ, he enriched you with himself, his own possibilities, his own ability, his own life, his own standing, his own status, his own authority. That's why today, when he told Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Your own case is different. It's not just no man, no demon. No demon will be able to stand before you, for you are seated with him far above. If he said he was above, it would have been said far above all principality and all power. Thank you for that scripture. It says, and you are complete in him, and he is the head over all principality and what? And power. I'm talking about the riches of the glory of thy inheritance. Because when we come together, what we share is inheritance. Now, again, you can only share what is available. So we are not praying for it, you have it. The epistles teach you how to share it, but you already have it. So you're not trying to get it. You already what have it. When they began, that means they were speaking, they were cooperating with Jesus in ministering to people. They were cooperating with Jesus in winning souls. It was the same Jesus now speaking through the mouth of Peter on the day of Pentecost by the Spirit. And that Spirit is the reality of all Jesus has accomplished. That's what it means. Glory to God. So when I speak in tongues today, you know, again, the devil always tries to make what God has made simple complicated. That's why you see believers looking for more. When they have all. You hear what I said? They are looking for more. And yet they are recipients of all. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When he says all, God's language is absolute. It is all. It means if you check God's account, is there anything I've not invested in the believer? Nothing. Every good thing has been given to you. So when we come together and we are sharing, there is an inheritance that offers us a commonality of fellowship. It's that inheritance that comes out. Oh, the day I found out, I stopped having questions and thoughts about, when I get to that meeting, what if nothing happens? You know, you're thinking, what if God doesn't move? You feel like saying, God is asking, what if you don't move? Do you know the person that actually owes God's ransom is man, not God? It is man that we are not sure he will do something. We already know God, what God will do because of what he has done. He has blessed us. Say, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens. Now, that means your authority in Christ, the ministration of the Spirit, tongues and interpretation, psalms that edify, revelation gifts that encourage saints. All those blessings, you have been blessed with those things. What do? You take it from inside. You bring it out. You are not taking it from above. You are taking it from where you are. Where are you now? Seated with Christ. Where? In the heavenlies. Far above all. That's why when people are talking about authority and they are speaking about the vertical elevation, you know they don't know the scriptures. Because the day you got saved, you were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the dear son. And you did not change position physically. You didn't change position geographically. But in the spirit, there was a switch. There was a change. And Bible says he has qualified you to be a partaker of the inheritance that belongs to the saints where? In the light. Are you a saint in the light? Are you a saint in the light? The things of the light, are they clear to you? Are they plain to you? That's inheritance. I'm saying this morning because it's time to stop warming the chairs in meetings. And you have handed over your responsibility to other believers. They are growing. You are slacking. When will you wake up to your responsibility? And yet there is a new song and a new flow within you that we need to be recipients of. There's a new thing that God wants to express to you that all of us will benefit from. But you know, we've made superstars out of many people. Oh, as long as this person is in the meeting, that meeting will be great. No, sorry. As long as you are in the meeting is already great. Because you are a son like that person is a son. What makes you and that person different? That person is active, you are passive. Say, I'm active. Say, I'm active. I'm not passive. When it's time to shout, I'm the first to shout. When it's time to dance, I'm the first to dance. When it's time to laugh, I'm the first to laugh. I'm not passive. I am active in the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. That's why I said that some people are living magnets for the power of God. You know what you're living magnets? You've not been around some people. When you sit around them, just around them, even when you are not moving, something will be moving you. There are people like that. You see, let me be sincere with you. When I was growing up in the faith, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, in the 90s, I didn't understand at first. But we'll have meetings. Pastor Luke can bear me witness. Mrs. Adishi too can bear me witness. My pastor will arrange the chairs, not by the ushers, by himself. He will put some people in certain places. He put some people to the back. I was wondering, so he said there are some people, when you get to them, the flow of the Spirit will stop. They're in minus. They're just looking bunduciously. Sorry, it's with English. It's not even English. They're just looking. And some people, when you get to them, when you are getting close, the things of the Spirit are just heightening. And it's the state of the heart. So some people, they sit down, and all they are doing is just questioning. Yeah. Wow. Look at that sister. Maybe she's even shaking her head. May her head not fall off. You didn't wonder. In the Holy Ghost meeting. That's what I was thinking. She has stood up again. Is he only her in this meeting? You are not doing anything. Someone is contributing. Is he only her? Is he only her? Eh? I don't even know. I too know. You have started. You know. You are gossiping in your heart. And you are not supplying. You are detracting from the meeting. Think about it. And you are in a meeting where the power of God is like, you know, sometimes we'll have more reverence in the meetings like this. If you can, your eyes will just open and you see Jesus walking in the midst of his church. And you know he knows the thoughts of every heart. Think about it. He's just walking. I have seen that many times in meetings. The Lord walking. I've seen him signify, point somewhere to me, minister to that person. Someone says, why can't he minister himself? Oh, I am his hands and his feet and his mouth. I am. That's who I am. Hallelujah. He's doing it, but he's doing it through me. And I'm yielded to him. I'm not one of those who is doubting. Who is wondering? What will now happen next? This brother Martin is, okay, sing another song. You have not contributed anything. You are in the office of critic. Instead of being the office of participator, change office in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Contribute to the meeting. There's a flow. And so, Brand, Telecom Grace, I see someone. I'm going to describe exactly what I saw just now. I saw you rubbing your back against a chair, trying to get some relief from the pain in your spinal cord. Stand up to your feet. You are healed now. Stand up to your feet. You are healed now. The pain is in the back. Stand up to your feet. You are healed now. You are healed now. Just stretch the back. I said, the healing is mine now. It's the inheritance that we are sharing. That's what we're sharing. And that's why it's, see, again, like I said, you come for the meeting, you're saying, I'm waiting for something to happen. No, it has happened. It's already happening. Is it not happening now? It's happening. I'm teaching, it's happening. In my teaching, it's even happening. Jesus is talking to you, he's sharing with you his heart. See, let me be sincere with you, I don't have text. So what I'm doing, I'm just flowing. That's what I'm doing. Will I get results? Yeah, you know, there was a season you ran. You ran. You saw some things break and limitations were removed. But if the season has turned around, you will need to run a bit more. So get on your feet and run a bit more. Run a bit more and move out of that cycle of confinement and move on to greater things by the Spirit of God. Move on to greater things by the Spirit of God. For you are not subject strictly to the decisions that men make to hold you back. You are not subject. You are subject to the authority of heaven. And the Father's favor is upon you like rain. Like rain, like a cloud of rain. So it can, that favor will overturn decision of men. Even decisions that are not in line with the will of God, it will overturn. Even as men to yield to the glory of God. To the glory of God that is in Christ Jesus. For there is no authority greater than the authority that comes from his resurrection. There is no power greater than the power that comes from his resurrection. That power will stop the enemy in his tracks. That power will undo everybody. That power will turn around your testimony. That power will bring you into the fullness of that which he has spoken concerning you. That same power at work this morning will advance you into a new season when it comes to the things and the plans that Father has for you. Hallelujah. When you are come together, every one of you has. Every one of you has. And just let all things be done unto a divine. So on the day of Pentecost, they all had. And they began to express it. And the Bible says in all utterance, thank God that Jesus taught them for a number of days. Because he had taught them in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And we saw on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled and they began to speak. And the question you want to ask is, you said we shall receive power. We will take off power by ourselves. And after we take that power, it is the power of the Holy Ghost in expression. So where's the power? It was in utterance. They realized that the power that Jesus was condensed in utterance. Listen very carefully. One of the reasons why utterance plays a major role in the body of Christ is because in the Old Testament, they spoke about things that will come. Things that will be. But today we speak about things that have come and things that ought to be. So we are drawing from an account. When somebody gets up now and gives a revelation, he's drawing from an account. That's the account of the resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. From that account, we speak forth. We are not necessarily predicting, even though predictions can come. But we are shoot here, a cool leaf routine here. And so you speak a word as simple as wait, and within that wait, protection will wrap around you like a garment. It will shield you from the attack planned that you were not physically aware of, but your Lord and Savior, the head through his resurrection, will shield you from unforeseen evil, and your days will be long upon the earth, and the accident will not come, and the mishap will be carried away far from you as the east is from the west, and you find yourself, a new lease has come into your experience. A new lease has come into your experience, and your life will be prolonged. Your life will be prolonged. Glory to God. Just an instruction. But because the instruction is by the Spirit, and the Spirit is from the resurrection, and the Bible calls it exceeding greatness of his power. exceeding greatness, upa balo, power that surpasses. Power that surpasses. So when you receive an instruction, the power is behind the utterance. They are not mere words. They are words that are weighted with the glory of God. The Bible says it became him for whom are all things, by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory. Say, I'm in the glory now. Say, I'm in the glory now. In bringing many sons into glory. And we fail to realize that glory is what makes utterances possible. That's what makes utterances possible. It's in that glory. That's where you are. That's where you operate from. So when he's instructing, when he's teaching, when he's directing, it's from that glory. The glory that overshadows every other thing. The one that preserves the saints. The one that brings you into the fullness of what he has planned and prepared for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I read from verse 9. Glory to God. Are you coming along this morning? Glory to God. Pastor Tolu is going to come up shortly. Say some things to us about the word. Others are in the same place, but they cannot see the waters. They are where you are, but they cannot see the waters. But after today, you will see the waters. Provided. Yeah. And when you see the waters, the things that you will say this morning will serve as instructions for the angels. And the angels, by the waters, they will go forth and cause the turnaround to be. They will go and cause the turnaround to be. Yeah, for there's something about seeing and knowing. And when you see and you know, you will speak. And yet for many, they will speak. And by speaking, they will see and they will know. For it works both ways. For there are those that will see and know, and then they will speak. And there are those that will speak, and then they will see and they will know. But in both situations, that speaking will bring about supernatural activity of the ministry of angels. And they will avail for you. And the things that human effort cannot accomplish, they will accomplish it for you. In the name of Jesus. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor hear heart, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Next verse. But God, say, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. The Spirit there is the resurrection of Jesus. That's what he's talking about. It searches all things. So eyes have not seen because the resurrection was not yet. So eyes couldn't see. Ears couldn't hear. But the minute he rose and we received that Spirit, by that same Spirit, we came into a supernatural comprehension. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we may know the things that are what? Freely given to us of God. Say, tongues is freely given to me. Say, prophecy is freely given to me. Say, psalms are freely given to me. Say, hymns are freely given to me. Say, word of knowledge is freely given to me. Say, working of miracles is freely given to me. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. I see someone. You're battling with a very intense headache. Similarly, on one side of the head. Who is the person? Very intense headache. Very intense headache. One side of the head. Okay, so somebody says, what do we do next? We look for the person who is meant to minister to the person. That's what we do next. That's what they're coming to me. There's somebody that's meant to minister to that person right now. Who is the person? Who is the person? Quickly, quickly, quickly. I don't have to pick you out by revelation. No. The one body. Mr. Adishi. If you don't see yourself, I see you. Thank you. Stand up. We'll make a short walk. Somebody over there needs. Okay. Somebody's already there. Somebody's there. Is there another person? Is there another person? Is there another person? Is there another person? Okay. Listen. When we have these operations of this, let me say something to you that's very important. Among us, we have those who are ministers among us in this local assembly. Whether you are a minister or not, you are a minister in the sense that you are a carrier of that inheritance. Do you understand? So, permitting part time You are useful to God. Tell your neighbor you are useful to God. Tell him you are useful to God. You are useful to God right now. Your mouth and your hands, they belong to him. And it will flow through you if you are yielded. Do you understand that? You know, I said that because when I went to Mr. Adeshiri, I actually had somebody thinking this way. We are not called to do those things. Who else is called if not you? You are not just called, you are overcalled. Because there is a yielding that Shimu Grestia Satu Grastelian Katasia Sasubratakol Eschupro Dakile Grishte Kesisa Frestilekiana Sukumendiana Kata. Ah, look at Subrasta Calabre, Stilekile, Shibreste Kesisa Freste Prestocola Castele Kiana City Nishte. Oh, Shavrona Siana Kalumbro Kustefreti Kalaki. Listen. Do you know God doesn't call you because your conduct is perfect? God doesn't use you because your actions are right. God doesn't use you because you dot all the I's across all the T's. He uses you because you are in Christ Jesus. So quit struggling with the call of God. Quit struggling with what you have sensed so far. Quit struggling with that which you have received on the inside that you are meant to do. Quit saying, I'm not a minister of God. For that will be a violation of the Spirit of Christ. For in Christ you have been made an able minister of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Say, I am an able minister of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. I am an able minister. My sufficiency is of God. Hallelujah. Now, if you're in that situation, can you just stand to your feet? I'm just going to pray a prayer. You're in that situation I just mentioned, I just stand to your feet. Doubt should not be in your mind about what he wants you to do, about what he has called you to do. Stop looking at yourself. Look to the one that paid the price for your redemption. Look to the one who by his blood washed you clean and presented you before his throne, blameless, faultless, without blemish. Look to him and to him alone and let him receive all the glory and all the praise. So lift up your hands where you are if you're standing and say, Father, thank you. I heed the call. I respond to the operations. I respond to the leadings. I respond to the activity of God within me. From this time forward, this meeting serves as my activation to do all you have said to do, to walk in all you've said for me to walk in, and to express the things of the Spirit that are given for me to be a blessing. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. When you come together, you see, I am so confident about our coming together. You can have your seat. Because some things will happen when you come than when I am at home. Because the Bible doesn't say when you are at home. It says when you come together. And I've learned over the years that there's just something about when we come together. In fact, let me be sincere with you. Even if I don't prepare, you should be preparing. The pastor said that. Even if I don't prepare. No, prepare. Here's what I'm saying. There is, so to speak, a concentration that allows the faculties of God in within us to sort of rise to the surface when we come together. This is one of the major reasons why our coming together is divine in nature. That's why we are instructed that not to forsake the assembly. That's why when people start saying things like, as long as we're having online service, we're okay. We're not okay. You cannot modernize that instruction. You can't. That's a temporal measure for the times that we're in. In the same way the early church, when persecution hit, some of them were having meetings in secret places. It was a temporal measure. It doesn't mean that that's God's norm. God's norm is what we're doing this morning. Hallelujah. And if you have any idea of what happened last Sunday, you know what happened today is stronger. How many of you know this effect? Because there's something about our coming together. This is where you come together. Every good thing can happen. When you come together, every great thing can happen. When you come together, all things are possible. When Yomo Sivrota Kala, Yo Sobratia Lakiki Shepros the Kes, Oh Brun Sefredi Kala Theater. It's as though you have had one bad news after the other. Just a series of bad news. Nothing encouraging in recent times. But you know you can still rejoice. Because your rejoicing turns the bad news round. you turn the table around in your favor. 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 You can turn the table. You can turn the table. You can turn the table. One of the things that circumstance and situation does to us is that it attempts to tell us that we are helpless, that we can do nothing about it. But the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. 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 And be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say, in that day that the Lord has made, we will what? Rejoice. Psalm 118 verse 24. And I see a divine partnership. It makes the day. We rejoice in the day. The effect of the day is not felt until we rejoice. So when we rejoice, we're making the day, the effect of that day, which is his resurrection, we're making the effect of that day felt all across board. So it doesn't matter what challenge it is. It doesn't matter what seemingly difficulty is. Again, by men's standard, they have a right to say, sir, it's not possible. By God's standard, there is no such thing as impossible. There is no such thing as impossible. Moses asked God, the people are disturbing me for meat. And God told him, oh, tomorrow, about this time, then there will be enough meat. Even Moses said, if you slaughter all the cattle, if we slaughter all the cattle, will it be enough for these people? And God told him, oh, Uncle Moses, so my hand is now short. You have been listening to CNN. My hand now cannot perform again. The technology that opened the Red Sea, you have forgotten. Manna for 40 years, you have forgotten. Because I said tomorrow. And then you are looking at the cattle. Who told you about cattle? I said tomorrow about this time. So even Moses had an issue with instruction. And God now said, wait till tomorrow and see whether what I say will come pass or not. The Bible says, meat rained down 6 feet around their camp. They ate meat until it was coming out of their nostrils. By the power of God. But I'm here to tell you something this morning. That act of power and crossing the Red Sea, there's something greater. It is the resurrection of Jesus. So when we shout today, hey, fight with doctors. They've done what they need to do, what they were taught. It's now time to bring forth what they are not taught. They are not. There's a science in God. There's a science in Christ that makes what men call impossible possible. I watched a video some time ago, a pastor and his wife under that same ministry where they were testifying, said there was an issue with the woman's health. They had to forcefully remove her womb. And she stood on the altar carrying a baby. He said, sir, they studied me in the hospital for months because they removed the womb and they saw a baby in a different pouch that I brought forth. This is the baby. He said, the doctor said, this is not a womb. It's a special pouch created by the finger of God. Created by the finger of God. And the child came forth. So the doctors were studying medically, what kind of pouch is this? That's what they call it a pouch. Just enough to contain baby, sustain the baby, not womb. Womb was still absent. You know, sometimes if they replace womb, some of you are saying, I usually they really remove the womb. But when the womb is not absent, it's absent. And the baby still came. Even if you're a doubter. This is medical science under microscope and instruments telling you This is nothing but the power of God. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, that's what we're fellowshipping with. All things are possible. 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 I just feel impressed to just keep telling you all things are possible. 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 You don't need a ladder. All things are possible. 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 You don't have to go through that surgery. All things are possible. All things are possible. He has never failed. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my God. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my God. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I am so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my God. I am so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I have a God who never fails. I have a God, he never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forever. Amen, amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore.
Miss Maggie, please come. Sir, please come, sir. Please come, sir. Miss Adishi, please come.
Shall be said once again, those that put their trust in him are never ashamed. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Let's have our seats. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
My Savior is alive. Forevermore, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
And the song that we used to sing back then that says, I don't know whether he even remembers this. There is no other God that lives and never ever dies. In days of TJ. Oh, glory to God. There is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no. There is no. Oh, there is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no other God that I know. There is no. There is no other God who lives and never ever dies. There is no.
Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Sorry, it looks like I'm going to... Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to the expected end. Matthew 6 verse 31 says, take no thought saying, take no thought saying, take no thought saying. How do you take the thoughts? Or how God the Gobo Vadega de Gelo Borovos Tekelide Gamos Kelita Joverene Galeria Sohruba Livro Stikele Bruvana Hashtela Lege Bruvononze Zizo Provosge Lebrivon Stamadada El Cropolo Sosone Haha Lekitovremen and Dizazoza Procupe de Vina Siskeledish de Procuta Fonzi Zikrati Boros de Vina Murukatea Ye Loso Probonandra Boloskedada Yengre Bodoza Zezakati Ashto Levo Losta Prava. Let your thoughts be found upon the word. For you see, the word is the reality. Jesus said, the words that they Elisa and Dusis Pali,
For the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. All the thoughts of the spirit are conveyed by the words that I can't to sepelida na hashte. To you I speak. So when you take a look, man, a vs tabalo. We see provenant when you take up the word of God. It is that very supernatural spiritual substance by which all things were made. You took it and eases aparate esumani akata. You take it in by the word. You take it in by speaking to yourself, and it enters into your heart and then begins to do a work. A work that is not natural, but a work that is supernatural. For you see, the word of God is Dokut Ivinis Apali Izika. Is that one that liveth and abided forever. And that is what you want to have in your heart. That is what you want to have in your mouth. That is one that will give you, you know, that expected end. Oh, for you see, his thoughts are complete concerning you already. It's now time for you to take up those thoughts, perfect and complete. Ino supraveningered issues. For you see, oh manijili, amalijili, amalijili. For you see, in many trials you have tried over and over and over. But you see, take up the word today. All that ends today. Today it ends. No more walking in the cycles. No more doing the trials over and over. For you see, that word stands sure. It stands sure. Lean upon that word this morning. Lean upon that word. You see. Main sufra toste lego poro si se precambro doste per acabane nesse sico lego povero no si sicra babane dia Cristo paracata. You see, it says, scripture says, we having the same spirit of faith according to what is written. What is written is the word. What is written is eternal. We also believe. What do we believe? We believe that word, and then we speak it. We speak it. So learn to put God's word in your mouth. Learn to put God's word in your mouth. It's going to affect every other thing. It's going to affect things natural. It's going to affect anything that has to do with you. Learn to put that word. Learn to put it in your mouth all the time. All the time. Because that is, so to say, hallelujah. The freedom that you seek lies in that word. The freedom that you seek lies in that word. The limitation, so to say, that has cornered you. Ekilus para divina sokoro DMR. Hello, bravanense sikla ashtolomona. Is lifted. Lifted. Lifted by that word. 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 That limitation is gone. It's gone. It's sukubovo serinam borogoste. Lengro valos eka bono ose pravo. Legerikros taparange lesukombe revenashto prokalate. You see, it kidimon as is a minute. It becomes something you search for and you will find no more. Yeah, it becomes something you set for and you find no more. Why? The word has dispensed its power unto you by you taking up that word in your heart. The word has dispensed its power unto you. So learn to take in the word. Learn to allow yourself to soak in the word, even the much more. And do not give in. Do not give in to situations and circumstances. For the word of God will handle the situation. It will take care of your mind. It will take care of your thoughts. And then it will handle the situation. So do not let go of the word. For that is life. Life unto you. Life unto those that have found them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Let's just lift up and just thank God. Father, we're grateful. Thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that same power that's walking here this morning, we pray for our children. will rebuke sickness and disease over the lives of our children, every one of them. Thank you for it, Shoinka. We declare that he's healed where he is right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your mighty power upon every single one of our children. Where they are at home, we declare that your power heals them. They are free of sickness. They are free of disease, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll continue next Sunday.